This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It has nothing to do with terrorism, in spite of the statements that he made. He did clarify that the reason he had made that statement, in the event that anything did happen to him, that he was in fact pledging his allegiance to God for protection.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Here we go again. A Fresno shooting rampage. Suspect who was shot dead. Three people ended up in that same condition. Apparently, the gunman wanted to kill more. It was three white men who were taken out at the hands of somebody who was screaming Allah Akbar. You just heard the Fresno police chief, Jerry Dreyer, there. Sorry to start off the show on a sour note, but this is life, and this is real, and this is what's being talked about in many of your backyards, whether you're in New York, Florida, somewhere in between in the Midwest, Illinois, Texas, the West Coast, Portland, listening to this show. Khoury Al-Mohammed, told his family there was a war going on between blacks and America on social media. He referred to white people as devils. He released a rap album, had all kinds of nasty stuff in it. And this was the day on Tuesday that he decided he was going to take it to the streets. He stalked the streets of downtown Fresno, fatally shooting three white men with his revolver before surrendering to police. He allegedly shouted Allah Akbar and expressed hatred toward white people and the government. They don't think it was an act of terrorism, but they're investigating it as a hate crime. Dreyer said he's lashing out at white people, white males in this case. The chief said that investigators don't believe Muhammad worked with anyone else in the attack, calling him an individual that is filled with hate, filled with anger. It happened less than 2 minutes after Muhammad firing a total of 16 shots. Dreyer said, by the way, because it was reported earlier that he shot himself, but no, he surrendered to a responding officer without incident and later apologized. So let me make sure that you know that. He surrendered. He did not take himself out. I think I misspoke. I said that. So in addition to Tuesday's killings, police say that he was suspected in a fatal shooting of a security guard, a white male, last week. Muhammad's father said that he told a newspaper reporter that his son believed that he was part of an ongoing war between whites and blacks and that a battle was about to take place. And they think that's what prompted him to do what he did. He just bubbled over the top, as they say. The awful and unfortunate part here is the families of the people who were killed. It's not much comfort, of course, to them. And I clearly think, based on what we've seen, that this was a hate crime. And he had a bit of a rap sheet, but it doesn't matter what the sheet says. It matters. I go back to the victims. So often we talk about everything else but dance around the victims. How would you like to get that phone call? Of course you wouldn't like to get that phone call. It's so random. So random. So three people dead at the hands of a guy who was filled with hate. And there's been a lot of outcry over this, a lot of outcry, for sure. Also coming out of Washington, D.C. on a tax day, there's always conversations about lowering taxes, but especially on tax day and feeling the frustrations there are people who look at this as their pound of flesh, I guess, their due day to give up their pound of flesh. It is a weird dance we do with the IRS, that is for certain. I think even when you think you have it pretty easy. Trump today said he was concerned about nuclear war because you always have to be concerned about nuclear war. The president said, look, this is what we do. This is what happens. You don't know exactly who you're dealing with. He went on to say he had a great meeting with the president of China. That meeting tells him a lot. And he said, you've seen a lot of things happen. North Korea on everyone's mind. They have a pretty good power, not a great power perhaps, but a pretty good power over North Korea. Talking about China, he said, we're going to see what happens. It's very, very tricky. It is very, very tricky. Suffice to say, it doesn't look like anytime soon that we're going to be in the attack mode. And this, of course, there are responses which come after North Korea's UN ambassador warned that U.S. actions had created a dangerous situation in which thermonuclear war may break out at any moment on the peninsula and poses a serious threat to world peace and security. Well, that's pretty scary words when you hear that. Just so you know, what you said could threaten our way of life and everybody else's in the world. And, of course, it has to do with firepower. And nobody wants to see a nuclear bomb go off anywhere, frankly. Even the threat of it can be enough and at least for now should be. It's tough talking about it because you think, well, you can't be completely cockamamie and go in the other direction and say, well, there's no chance that'll happen. There's no way. And think about the cooler heads prevail. And it's really maybe even selfishly because what would be left and that rocking the boat that way. But I think with North Korea, and of course the Trump guys realize this too, it's unpredictability. You know, it's his behavior is, you can't predict it. So very erratic, could go in any direction, and that direction could be the wrong direction, the right direction, or somewhere in the middle. But how do you help him find the middle? Push him right to the middle of the middle. What can you do to ensure that that doesn't happen? And the answer is, we don't have a beat on that. How do we know? You know, that's always the scary part. Remember, there used to be people would poo-poo it, but they would say, you don't want him to have the nuclear codes. You don't want him to have his finger on the button. How many times did you hear finger on the button in your life? I bet you, no matter what, if you're a millennial or you're two decades older, you have heard that for sure. Kate Delaney, America Tonight.
Happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatment may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Last year, the FBI used a dossier of allegations of Russian ties to Donald Trump's campaign as part of the justification to get approval to secretly monitor Trump associate Carter Page.
Wow. Interesting as we roll through more here on America Tonight. I always say, and I said it, I'm sure, at the top, I say it a couple of times during the show, you've heard me say this, that we're about what happening in, you know, your backyard, whether we're talking about Russia and some dossier that's been dumped, whether we're talking about the Fresno shooting and no terrorist ties, but pretty awful what people heard that was said, or whether we're talking about Theresa May and these UK early elections on June 8th and the amount of attention that has been placed on that, and for very, very good reason. Let's put it that way. And how about this? 42%, you always think people know, are in the know when they hear certain groups being labeled as, you know, XYZ, including the House Freedom Caucus, right? 42% of Americans were not familiar, according to Pew, with what that group is. And what the group is a group of conservative lawmakers who have been making a lot of waves, problems for others on the Hill in their group, meaning Republicans. The Pew Research Center concluded that 42% of U.S. adults have heard nothing at all about the Freedom Caucus. Other findings from the survey I thought that were pretty interesting is that 19% have heard a lot about the Freedom Caucus, so that's pretty small. 42% of the people who identified as Republicans or lean right haven't heard of the group, though. And the House Freedom Caucus opposed the House's Republican health care bill last month, which ultimately led to the House Speaker Paul Ryan scrapping a planned vote because the legislation didn't have the support. So the House Freedom Caucus is one you want to remember. They threw a monkey wrench into what the Bush people hoped would happen. In the meantime, according to the Wall Street Journal, this is interesting, Bill O'Reilly is on the chopping block. And when I say he's on the chopping block, he was a very popular program on Fox. In fact, getting them some really decent ratings. And it's so unusual, but I think, if anything, if you're going to read anything into it, it really stacks up that there's something there. Because otherwise, to me, they wouldn't think of cutting off the golden goose. I mean, 21 years. 21 years is a long time in broadcasting. Like, multiply that in dog years, it would be ridiculous off the charts. But because of what happened with Roger Ailes, because of what happened to so many other people, it's another signal that, especially for the Murdochs, because they've passed the torch, that with Fox, we don't want to go too deep into this, or we don't want this to drag around. And I don't believe Bill O'Reilly will be back. And the Wall Street Journal is kind of saying the same thing, but not releasing sources. But 21 years is a very long, long time. But pretty much, it's almost what Fox is owning up to, that they had problems anyway. And they couldn't do anything about the problems. And now they have a way to do something about the problems, I guess, because so many advertisers dumped out. It was just too risky. Picture this, you have a TV show. Wow! Insert name, any of you. The ratings get huge. The paychecks get fatter. And you have some say. Or it could be the reverse way. So, are you a pragmatist or magical thinker, I suppose? That's the way you could look at it. I always feel worried for the former President George H.W. Bush. He had to be hospitalized again in Houston 4 days with a reoccurrence of pneumonia. 92 years old. Whew. Father, of course, of George W. Bush, had been in Methodist Hospital in Houston since last Friday for observation because he has this persistent cough. The doctors diagnosed him with a mild case of pneumonia. It's been treated, however, and resolved. Think of that. I mean, just, I honestly believe people are looking for tributes. And hey, 92 is a long life well lived. But this is where you, when you're in this business, you're ready to let that roll. George Herbert Walker Bush, born in Massachusetts, CIA director at one point, Ronald Reagan's VP, you knew that, right? And even served as a congressman, so he really knew his way around the political scene, which makes sense, because he wasn't always the most powerful guy at the table, but he certainly was one of them and had fascinating stories about politics. I thought about this in my own life. Which sells more? Which are people more interested in? It is kind of the yin and the yang. Not enough content, too much content. You know, we always wrestle, don't we? All of us wrestle. For our spot, I suppose, in what is often a chaotic world, as I'm fond of saying. I think it's pretty amazing when you look at the planets and you get someone to really explain what's going on there. just how far we've come in so many of our technological advancements. And it's really not lip service in saying, well, that's just fall away. It's not just fall away. It's fodder is what it is. Coming up on the show, just so you know, we have a mailbag. Also, we can count. It is about numbers. Whether you're picking lottery numbers, remembering numbers, what happens if any of us get stranded without our phone? Can you imagine? Maybe you know your number, but you still have to beg someone to use a cell phone. And depending on where you are and what time, it might not be so easy. You have your friend. You can't remember the number. Hopefully you get your phone to make your one call. And hope the right person answers it. Hold on a second. Prisoner 80521. We're going to find anyone for you that can have a conversation, and then we'll make the rest of the world happy. I understand, however. I do. I understand it. All right, a couple of quick hits for you. At the tail end of this hour, I talked about Fox News, what I knew, that it was leaning toward cutting back hours. Maybe it's a part-time deal. You know, who knows? By the way, this is not a part-time job, I think, in one sense. But Trump's inaugural attracted 107 million in donations. 107 million. Wow. Raising that number, doubling the previous record set by President Barack Obama 8 years ago. In a statement announcing its windfall, the inaugural committee said the multi-day event was one of the most accessible and affordable inaugurations for the public in recent history. That means you get to rub elbows with a whole bunch of influential people and you have access. So this guy has access. You have access to coming up. We can count plus the mailbag. I love it when you send me mails. Keep it coming. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact and you're in.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out.
Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 5856 1-800-972-5856.
To me, thank you so much for all of the emails that we receive on America Tonight. I've said this before, I worked in New York, I worked in Dallas, and certainly people reached out, and a lot of people called during those shows, but the amount of email that I receive, really almost from day one and starting this show, has been amazing. And I always say this, criticisms, suggestions, something great you want to share, something happened in your hood, your reaction to whatever it is that we're talking about, the tsunami washing out of D.C., whether it's business or anything else in between, absolutely hit us up, americatonight.net. Just bang on contact and you're in just like that. So let's jump to the mailbag. This one from Maya. Kate, I thought of you when I saw the photo of the Syrian photographer is now, I guess, who it is, who helps a little boy. He stopped taking pictures and he grabbed up a little boy to save him. Can you imagine if you're in that war zone and some of what they're seeing, I guess, is just despicable, disgusting, and unimaginable. And what a wild picture. And apparently this picture was taken a while back, but it pretty much tells the story. You know what? I just saw that early in the morning. This morning I actually just saw it, where it was like a year ago or 2 years ago, maybe even when they took it. And it's really the lifeless body of a kid His name is Alan Curdy. He was face down on a beach. And, you know, remember that? He drowned in the Mediterranean trying to flee the war. So that was pretty earth-shattering. That was like the shot that went around the world. And then there was this other photographer who captured another boy sitting in an ambulance, and he was dusty and bloody, and it was from a bombing in Aleppo. And now there's this other photograph where you have a photographer who was working and was knocked out by the blast, and he started to help the wounded people, and some people took some shots of him and the fact that he was trying to help a young boy that was barely breathing. And the image of a child and war is powerful, and we certainly know that. And there's war photographers. You can go back. There's been books written about it with incredibly graphic photos, and we've had war photographers on this show. And that image, I think, is just, I mean, it is just so incredibly powerful and sad. And it makes you just realize the hell that's going on in some other part of the world. Okay, so let's move to another one. How about this? It is tax day, and a lot of you have been hitting me up about taxes. Here's one from Sterling. Kate, I laughed out loud when I was listening to you talk about the list of discounts you could get on tax day. You said something about a 1040. Very clever, and you're absolutely right. That's the way to pull people into a restaurant, and then they spend money on everything else. So they're still out there spending money. Nobody likes tax day unless they're getting an incredible amount of taxes back, which means that they paid in a lot of taxes as well. Yeah. You know, it's that last minute scramble, right? To get it done. And I thought I was ahead of the curve getting it done a week early. And then there was something that was missing from my tax return. So my accountant called me, and of course, that sets off the alarms like, oh, no, we have to do this, or we can wait till October. No, we're not waiting. And I know a lot of people actually had filed extensions this time around. They just could not get everything finished in time. It's, you know, like I said, it's the Mad Hatter's scramble to do the taxes. All right, how about this one? This one is from Michael. Kate, we're listening to you in Sarasota. I feel compelled to say that since a lot of others have written you, and they mention the fact that they're listening to you in Florida. And I know you're on in a couple of different places there, and we're still waiting for you to come to Sarasota. Yeah, it's interesting. I would have loved to come to Sarasota. In 2 weeks, I'm going to be in Orlando, but it's just in and out so quick. I have no time to get to Sarasota. But in the summer, I am going to make a trip to Sarasota, and we'll let you know where I am. Hoping to be out there and be able to meet and greet some people. I appreciate you, you know, saying that. So anyway, the email goes on to point out that Janet Jackson had her baby. Yes, she did have her baby. You know, what's interesting about Janet Jackson is this is, of course, a late baby for her, so a lot was made about that, but apparently the baby's healthy, doing well, you know, all that kind of stuff. And she sort of disappeared from the scene for a while. She was, and of course this was a while ago, maybe a decade ago. She still has music out there, but she was touring more. And now she's made more of a life with the man that she's with. And then when she got pregnant, it became a bigger story, I think. And then we go back into the world of politics. This one from Tom. Theresa May calling for that early vote, looking for something stronger, I suppose, Kate, with this whole Brexit talks. So the Prime Minister deciding to kind of drop a fast one on her people because they were not expecting an early general election. I think she's trying to get this thing rolling fast. That's what it is. So instead, she's looking for a vote on June 8th, less than, I guess, what, halfway through the five-year term. And apparently they're not going to block the move, though. The opposition party say they're not blocking it. The European Union is saying it wouldn't affect the negotiations on England's departure, right, from the EU. But she's saying that the decision means that Europe's three most powerful nations, France, Germany, and Britain, will be taken over by internal election campaigns with the clock ticking on the two-year deadline to complete the Brexit negotiations. So I think the whole idea is they got to get through this. How quickly can we get there so that we're not stuck in a situation where we can't execute? I listened to a little bit of a presser, and apparently I think this is the thinking behind it. And her decision certainly is a reversal in policy since she stepped in as prime minister. She initially had ruled out an early election, saying that she changed her mind on a holiday, and it's kind of a risky deal politically. Because if there's an election campaign that's heated, it would pull open those wounds that haven't healed since the EU referendum, and clearly anybody who opposes that will have an opening to go after her. So this is one, absolutely, this is one to watch, you know, without a doubt. All right, let's do this. I've got a couple of people that are asking or saying something about taxes. Everybody must have heard my thing the other day about the freebies and the deals and all that kind of stuff. So a few of you wanted me to, including Bobby and Joe, you wanted me to mention a couple of the highlights on tax day. Nobody, you guys aren't going to take advantage of this. Are you kidding me? Okay, the one that I thought was the most clever, and there's actually one of these by me, was Boston Market. 1040, get it? 1040 tax day. That's their special. They have a half chicken meal with two sides, cornbread, a fountain drink, and a cookie. Now, I know it's more than that, so I think you're saving a couple of bucks. Here's a good one. Here's a good one for me. DSW, get 20% off your regular in-store item or online. So, you know, that's shoes. So if you got to go buy a pair of shoes, 20% off, I think is pretty good, right? Because your dog tired from walking around lamenting about your taxes. I don't know. It's just a way. It's just a way to see if anyone pays attention. If I'm the CEO of DSW, of course, they want to see these numbers. I want to see these numbers and see if people are taking advantage of that. You know, if people are walking in and they're taking the 20% off. I may be one of those people. We'll have to let you know the outcome of that, right? So relief on tax day. And then there were others that are probably local. Some local people see what's happening nationally and they jump all over that. I'm certain some of you, if you took advantage of anything, you'll just have to let me know. I'd be curious about that. I got another one here from Hal, who says, Kate, I heard you talk about Netflix and streaming. You said you were a big fan of House of Cards. The problem with House of Cards and some of the others is that you get excited, you watch it, and then it seems like it goes away forever. Yeah, and I always have to, my husband is kind of the keeper of, when is that coming back on? I ask him that, you know, that all the time. So House of Cards is one of those that I think it came around, I want to say 2013 was the first episode we got to see. And it really is based on the series by the same name in England. The BBC had a drama. So the next season 5, is going to be, it's going to be interesting because there's a big push for this. You know, a lot of politicians, as Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, our friend who comes on, said a lot of people watch House of Cards and say, is it really like that? So apparently this 5th season, just so you know, is coming back on May 30th. Yeah, we don't have enough drama in our politics. All right, thanks so much for all of your emails. Keep them coming and hang it here on ATN.
Who Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Of We Can Count, I like to say it's all about the numbers, and there's a lot of numbers to talk about. Here's one where it's just strictly an interstate. So think of Interstate 20 for a second. You've ever been on Interstate 20 in Atlanta? Oh, I've been there. Jammed in the middle of horrific traffic. It's been a long time, but I did that trek from the East Coast down to Florida and spent some time, by the way, in Atlanta. But this has nothing to do with that. This is a major highway, and it had to be shut down because the pavement rose up. It just rose up and broke apart like a chocolate bar, boom, in one area where I guess utility work was being done. So a motorcyclist was going by right at that time, hit the pavement in the carpool lane, went airborne, critically injured. I mean, just a freak accident, freak timing. Pieces of pavement went up about 6 feet or so, and the road buckled. And witnesses, it almost looked like a scene from, you couldn't believe what they were seeing. So they closed all the lanes, of course, after that and diverted the traffic to 285. But it's an infrastructure problem, and they were trying to fix it. It's the latest problem there where they had a collapse. Remember, we've seen the collapse of an overpass, 85, and that's a major north-south artery. So now this is the latest thing, and they were actually working on it. Sad for the guy who just happened to be passing then, where he hits it, where it just buckles, and it is the craziest thing to see. This radio, but trust me, I'm giving you a good description. It just, boom, went up, like sort of right there in that lane. You can always go in whatever search engine you use and go look at the video of it, but it's shocking. It is. It's absolutely shocking. All right, let's jump to something else as far as numbers are concerned. How about this? I mean, I can't help it. I loved this movie. A lot of you ask me, because I do the cheap movie review, what's my favorite movie? And I love the movie Fargo. I want to say, I don't even know how old Fargo is. It goes back a ways, though. So now they've got the television kind of version, miniseries of it. And Fargo, this time around, this is season 3. There's your number. Fargo now has Ewan McGregor apparently in it. So that's going to be pretty interesting. And the series has exploded. Initially, Billy Bob Thornton, he's this incredible disruptor guy. I mean, the people that have been involved in this have been absolutely incredible. And so here we go again. And if you think of Ewan McGregor, he's one of my faves. You know, Transpotting, just, he's been in so many movies. It would take me this entire show to list them. The Island. But this is the first time I think he's done a TV series. And it is a TV series. And I think it's going to be good. I don't know. It pulls in a lot of people, and I think it will do that. So third season for Fargo. Crazy. Third season. Man. All right, let's jump to money, money, money and talk about that. We've talked with people in the housing industry before when we talk about business and what it means when we start to see certain areas that get slammed by foreclosures. And there's actually a story I read the other day about the foreclosure rate has been below pre-recession levels since late 2016, which, of course, that is good news, and it's continuing to fall. And this is according to all the numbers that have been crunched and gathered by Adam Data Solutions. And the real estate information that they analyze and put out there, they found that foreclosure in the first quarter of 2017 was actually its lowest in nearly 11 years. That's pretty good. And they say, as well as in 102 of 216 of the metropolitan areas that they actually used to compile all this, all these statistics. And that's great, too. So that means something's going right for people, that the foreclosures are down. And when we look at foreclosure rates and what the rates are, I mean, as far as certain areas, number one on the list was New Jersey. The foreclosure rate, one in every 497 housing units. So, wow. One in 497. If we go up a little bit, because that's number one, if we go up a little bit, South Carolina, one in every 1,146 housing units. North Carolina, one in every 1,332, I'm giving you the exact number, housing units. So it's interesting to look at those areas and then look at what the jobs are, of course, and compare. And that kind of gives you a glimpse into what's happening there. Why is, what leads you to believe that they're getting hit harder? And, of course, in New Jersey, it's expensive when we're talking about taxes, when you're talking about certain areas, and I think it's not necessarily the depressed economic areas. Some of them are the bigger areas, but nothing like we saw when we saw the epic housing collapse, the subprime mortgages, that debacle that set us back. And I think, honestly, I think we still, in some cases, we're still feeling the effects of that, although it's starting to wane, but it has taken so long to bounce back. And think about 2008. Think about before that, a couple of years before that. And I think that the bounce was, it was tough. That bounce, that bad bounce was really a hard turnaround. Really, really was. All right, let's move in a different direction and talk about this space station deal. You know, I'm like kind of a space geek. We've had lots of people on the show. We've had former astronauts on the show. We've talked to people from NASA and other people involved in space and in some capacity, either in the past or currently. So now, in an effort to understand, apparently the way it's been described to me, growing plants in space, the astronauts that are on this mission at the International Space Station, they're talking about, wouldn't it be great if they could produce fresh produce? So as part of NASA's Advanced Plant Habitat, which is a mini fridge, check this out, a mini fridge-sized experiment, it's going to join 7,600 pounds of science, cargo, and supplies, right, that are going up, boom, to the station. A 190-foot rocket is scheduled to launch from Cape Canaveral and be united there and bring all that stuff up, and then be able to work on this vegetable production system. That's why what they're sending up is part of that. Can they produce? They're hoping that based on the experiments they've done, that they can produce more vegetables so that you could be able to, they could be able to grow things. And they've got light or LEDs are part of it, the white and infrared light, to try to bring out four times the, you know, that of what the veggie is. And it's all the sensors and also that they're going to use on this, but also to reduce the time that they're able to produce these vegetables. And they feel like you know, when people say, well, what are you doing in space and how does that help us on Earth? And again, the way it's been explained to me, and they just did a big blowout story on this, is they'll be able to modify the environment with the light, the water, the atmosphere, all of that, and we'll learn a lot of information as to food production in space, like Mars, etc. But what can we learn as a result of these experiments about food production that maybe we can apply here on Earth? So the plants get grown in a space or in a science carrier, is what they call it, and they sit at the bottom of the habitat, and they're about the size of a pizza box is what they do. It's the size of a pizza box, so it doesn't take up a lot of room, and they're hoping that they can really grow this stuff. Ooh, sounds interesting to me. All right, once again, thanks so much for listening to this edition of America Tonight.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.